kuntis achen lahovin mashakoso bishar hayichudim. Today's Tanya for the Chesron, the 28th of Chesron. In kuntis achen, that begins with lahovin mashakoso bishar hayichudim. Lahovin mashakoso bishar hayichudim pedik beis. To understand what it says, shar hayichudim, in the second chapter. That through the study of Torah without Kavono, angels are created in the world of Yetzirah. And he brings there from the Zayah, he quotes the Zayah from Parsha Shlach, the less kolo de savid, that there is no sound, no voice that is lost from the world. It remains somewhere in the world, bar kolo de raiso tzleiso de saliku boka, except for the voice, the sound of study of Torah and davening, that rise, they break through the heavens and rise from this world to a higher world. Now from the kavona of davening, we create angels in the world of bria, just as in the kavona of Torah, when you study Torah with kavona, meaning with love and fear of God, we create angels in the world of Bria. The same way, when you start, when you daven with kavana, you create angels in the world of Bria. Well, belay kavana, but without kavana, then nitchis lemato legamri, the davening is rejected completely. K'meshikosu b'zeya pasha pekudei dafresh mem hey amid beis, as he says in the Zeya pekudei, that the tefillah, when it is not as it behooves the davening to be, when it's not proper, meaning when it's not with kavana, then it is rejected from the lower heaven. The ikrin tzleisim psilo en chulo, and they are called, the davening without kavana is called posel davening, unfit davening. Ayin sham pasha v'yakel dafesh aleph omid beis. That ihi mila de kidikoyos, that if it's words that are said properly, as it behooves the words to be said, then the angel who is appointed over the davening kisses the words and raises the words up to God. But when it's not as it's supposed to be, when it's shalei b'kavana, then it is rejected, it remains below. Whereas if a person studies without kavana, it seems that when you study Torah with Kavana and you daven with Kavana, then it amounts to the same thing. That in both cases, you create angels in the world of Bria. Whereas if you study Torah without Kavana, then you create angels in the world of Yetzira. But if you daven without Kavana, then it's rejected completely. So in the lack of Kavana, Torah and Tefillah, davening and learning, are not the same. But in when it is with kavana, then they are the same. So why the difference? Achahefesh ben teira l'tefillah shalei b'kavana muvim me'elav. The difference between teira and tefillah, when they're both without kavana, is easily understood, self-evident, limud ha-teizo, who meivim v'yedea ma'shaleimit. Because in the study of teizo, even if it's shalei l'shmo, but he learns and he understands what he's learning. The belav hochi le'mikra limud kval. Because if he doesn't understand what he's learning, then it's not called learning at all. It's not only a lack of kavana, it's not learning at all. Rak shalim et stambale kavana lishmo. He's learning, and it is a true learning, because he understands what he's learning, only it's lacking kavana lishmo. It's not me'avas Hashem shebelibe l'bechinas gili. It's not with a love of God that is felt in the heart, a revealed love. Rak me'ava hamusuteres hativis. Rather, what motivates him to learn? The hidden love that every Jew has by nature, which you don't always feel in the revealed part of the heart, that's what motivates him to learn. Ach einei leimet shalei lishmo mamish lehizgadu. But it's not a case where a person is learning not only without love of God, but with a love of something else, with a self-love, where he's learning in order to be important, in order to be famous. The whole is salik le'ilam min shimsha. Because that kind of shalei b'kavana, that kind of lack of kavana, does not rise to the world of Yetzira. It doesn't rise at all above the sun. As it says in the Pasuk in Keheles, Ma yisrin le'odam b'chol ha'moli shiyamu tachas ha'shamish. What benefit comes to man from all of his efforts under the sun? Worldly efforts. And that includes the Torah that is studied with a pniya, with a selfish motive, that it remains under the sun, it remains in an earthy condition. So there are two kinds of shalei b'kavana in the learning. One is that he's learning without love of God in the heart, and the other is that he's learning for a selfish motive. So when it's without love, then it rises at least to the world of Yetzira, because he's learning Torah and he understands the Torah. Whereas if he's learning for an ulterior motive, then it doesn't rise at all. V'hainu mishum shemachshavti v'kavanosei hein mislap shiz beis yeis hadibur v'einon meiniches eison l'salko le'ewa. It's because his negative kavana, his selfish motive, envelops the words of the Torah, of the learning, and doesn't permit them to rise to their source. Hochenami b'tzila shalei b'kavana. So the same is true also in davening without kavana. That in davening without kavana, meaning that he doesn't pay attention to the meaning of the words, but he has a general intention, and that he's addressing heaven, that he's turning to God. So that kind of a davening, shalei b'kavana, would not make it an unfit davening, a tzleis apsilo. But rather, shemechashev machshav ezodis. He's talking about a davening in which the person is thinking other thoughts. He's thinking unholy thoughts. So here also, the unholy thought envelops the words of the davening and doesn't allow the davening to rise. Hello, mei shekavanose leshamayim. But since, in spite of that, the unholy thought distracts him from the davening, but his intention in the davening is to turn to God and to daven to God, l'kach yesh l'tikun b'kal l'arzev l'alas. That's why it is more easily fixed than when a person learns with ulterior motives. Because when he's learning with an ulterior motive, he isn't turning to God at all. It's all ulterior. Whereas in the davening, he comes to daven to the Eibishter. Only the machshava zoda distracts him from the davening. And that's why it's easier to fix the unholy davening than to fix the unholy learning. Because kishem espalo b'kavana, afilu tvila achas, meluketes metzilis kol hashana, when he davens one davening with kavana, even once a year, which is a combination, a kind of a davening that combines the prayers, the tefillahs of the whole year, then all the davening that he davened without kavana, with machshava zodis, are elevated in this one davening with kavana. Whereas in the study of Torah, if he had studied Torah with an ulterior motive, and therefore it doesn't rise at all, and now he comes and he learns Torah, even the same subject, with kavana, it doesn't help to elevate the learning that he did with the ulterior motive, other than through tshuva. And that's why it says that a person should learn shalei lishma, because eventually it will come lishma. It means even the shalei lishma of ulterior motives, because in the end every Jew will do tshuva, and even that shalei lishma will be elevated through the tshuva. In the Hayyim Yain for the 28th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that inyan hashgacha pratis hu, the idea of divine providence is the leizu bulvad, the chol prote tnuois hanevroyim lumineyem, hein b'hashgacha pratis. It means that not only are all the movements, all the events in the individual creatures, each according to their various species, not only is all of that by divine providence, the he chayes hanivra v'kiyumei, and this attention, this divine providence to the details and to the movements of the various creatures, this itself is what gives life to those creatures and keeps them in existence. Elo eidzeis, but more than that, the tnuah prati shel nivra yesh lo yachas kloli leklolus kavanas habria. When we say that everything is by divine providence, we mean that this individual movement of an individual creature, someplace in the world, any place in the world, affects the whole of creation. Because in the collective design, when everything is put together of all of these individual movements and all these individual events, nishlama kavana halyena besed habriya kula, only then can the kavana for creation be completed through all these individual pieces that make up the world, so that every individual event in the world to any individual particular creature is an integral part of the whole plan. So a person should consider, if the movement of a grass, of a blade of grass, is by divine providence, then the gas lehashlamas kavanas habria, and therefore is crucial, and it affects the fulfillment of the whole intention of all of creation, min hamedaber bechlal, how much more so the human being in general, the Yisrael am kreve befrat, and particularly the Jewish people, God's chosen people, those who are close to him, al achas kama vekama, how much more so does an act of a Jew affect the total picture of creation.